Hey there, you're listening to the Chamber Connection Podcast, conversation to keep you connected, featuring members, partners, and friends of the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. There's something extremely powerful about grassroots efforts, the passions and drive of community members and stakeholders that come together to work towards the greater good creates such a dynamic synergy and incredible things happen. That's exactly what's happening with the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative, or LVCI for short. This 11-person core team has been gathering since April of 2020 to seek resources, connect with community members and current childcare providers, and join forces to address the demand for quality childcare and early childhood education in the Valley County area. On this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast, we'll hear from Katie Walmsley, coordinator of the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative, Melanie Flynn, consultant for LVCI, and myself. I'm Christina Foth, a core team member of LVCI and interim director of Valley County Economic Development and Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. We're joined by Shauna Wirth, assistant vice president of early childhood programs of the Nebraska Children and Families Foundation, who will explain Valley County's participation in their Communities for Kids program. Tune into our conversation about LVCI, the staggering demand for childcare in our area, and ways you can get involved in this initiative. Thanks for joining us today, ladies, for this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast. When it comes to the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative, I think one really important thing to start with is how this resource and opportunity came available for our community. So, Shauna, do you want to mention a little bit about your organization and what you do and your role in working with us here in the Valley County area?
Sure. So Communities for Kids is an initiative of Nebraska Children's and Families Foundation. Nebraska Children and Families Foundation has been in effect for about 23 years. The whole part of Nebraska Children and Family Foundation is to support communities with bringing up children ages birth to 21. So it's cradle to crib or cradle to career kind of aspect of implementing initiatives in communities to ensure success of kids across the state of Nebraska. With that, with the Communities for Kids, which was formed about 4 years ago with some private funding, and how it came about was that many communities were contacting these private funders multiple times, requesting support, grant funding, help with just addressing capacity issues within their communities, and looking for funds to support that initiative. With that, the funders came to Nebraska Children and Family Foundation and asked if they could somehow put together a program or a plan or initiative and pitch it to them to see if they would then fund that initiative through Nebraska Children and Family Foundation and then start bringing that out to communities. So when that happened, 8 original communities came on board as the first 8 Communities for Kids communities. Those were communities that were specifically engaged by Nebraska Children and Family Foundation and asked if they would be a community that would be willing to implement the initiative. So with that 8, after a couple of years of success, they then continued to add communities fairly quickly and pretty rapidly, actually. And we are now up to 30 total communities. Marty Beer, who was the original, I'm going to just say consultant, we have long titles that really aren't important. She started with the first 8, and as it grew, she continued to work with more and more communities, and the funders felt the need to support the initiative, and we were able to fund 2 more positions, which myself and then Rachel Sissel from Oshkosh were then brought on board to help Marty with the work of implementing Communities for Kids across Nebraska. And then shortly after that, we brought on a third consultant, which is Jackie Farrell, who is in Schuyler. So our main goal or our main work that we focus on mostly with communities is just being that technical support for them. When communities submit an application, we review it through all of Nebraska Children and Family Foundation. We see if this is a good fit, if we feel like the community is ready to take on this type of initiative, and look at like the childcare gap that is actually there and what they already have in place and that's working, just to know that they have the foundation to really make an initiative like this work. And the reason why that's really important is because this truly is a community initiative. This isn't just a child care provider initiative. This just isn't only a school initiative or a business supported initiative. This truly is a community supported initiative for it to be successful. So ORD applied, was before COVID. So it was probably,
we worked on it in April, with Kenner
officially. Brought you on board in April. So yeah. And, Nebraska Children felt like it was a great fit. It was truly an awesome application. It really did highlight the awesome things that are happening in Valley County, how well they have worked together to accomplish things and what they saw their vision was. And then to look at the core team that was involved, we knew that when we saw that application, Valley County was coming on board. So, and then shortly after we started working, COVID hit, which kind of delayed a few things, but the good news about that was it gave you guys a little bit of time to start doing some outreach to providers within that whole time, and then really start thinking about how you wanted to move things forward. So as the consultant for your community technical assistance with things that Valley County identifies that they may need, or if they have an idea, and I know another community that may have implemented something similar, being able to match you up with that. The survey, the community-wide survey, we have one that's already developed that Ord and Valley County was able to edit to fit what looks good for their community. So the data they get when they're ready, when you guys are all ready to go do your focus groups or to just educate the community in general about quality care and capacity needs, you have all the data behind you. So that's kind of where I come in. I'm gonna let Melanie take it over. And Christina, even if you want to kind of just talk about how you even came together to submit your application and where you're at.
Yeah, Melanie, go for it. I know, you know, the Valley County Community Foundation Fund has, you know, had their eye on just childcare needs that people are sharing within the community. I mean, we hear that at our office a lot at the Chamber and Economic Development Office, the need for more capacity. And I know the Community Foundation has recognized that as well. So, and you were kind of the lead in making this connection with the Communities for Kids program.
Yeah, it's cool how it really just came about in an organic fashion. I think I was over visiting the chamber office and I was talking to you about something, Christina, and then Crystal Rom came over and then we're all talking. We're like, yeah, this childcare thing, that's something we really want to like investigate. And it was like, oh, there was a survey done. And so I kind of brought that back to our fund because we had been talking about that. And I said, you know, there's really a community support at this time, and it was felt a little bit right place, right time kind of a thing. And so, as you mentioned, VCCFF made early childhood care, and then additionally, though, just youth as our focus for 2020. We started out doing an outreach to providers with a survey, seeing what do you guys see the needs as, and through that is really this capacity need, there the gaps and spots and availability. And so that's when Marty Beard, he really was like, hey, there's thing called C4K out there, you should do it. And oh, that'd be great. And then she, you know, sent us reminder emails, I think a couple times a month for a couple months. And then we're like, okay, this is, we really need to do this. And it just, you know, really came about that way, which was really neat because I feel like we gained a lot of momentum. And as we started talking to people and saying, who would we want to be on the core team, you know, key stakeholders, dynamic individuals, people that are part of different groups that we feel like childcare really affects. And it was so cool that the list was just huge. And we're like, we cannot invite 50 people to be on a core team here. But it was really neat to see that, okay, this is something that touches everyone. And so they'll be interested in that. And so Shauna was really instrumental in our application process and just the startup with it. And we, you know, we've been having bi-weekly Zoom meetings pretty much since April, which have been really a blessing, kind of like Shauna said, in that we've been able to do a lot of provider outreach to begin with, and really just thinking, how do we see this moving forward so that as soon as we can have more events, as soon as we do our community outreach, which we're just starting, we can really just hit it going full speed. And I, you know, we've done a couple different things, our provider brunch recently and our survey. And Katie, you want to like talk a little bit more about what we've done? Really, the past month has been our grand, I don't know, yeah, opening to the
Yeah. So coming in August, like after hearing you guys talk, you know, it feels like I came in so late to the game, but it's so cool to hear you guys talk about how this all got started and everything. Cause, well, it was probably like July or August that I finally discovered this and hooked right away. But even as somebody who doesn't have children and isn't directly affected by childcare issues, I still recognize that it is a thing in Valley County that a lot of people struggle with. So, but yeah, currently we are making some big moves. We are now on social media. So we have a Facebook page and gotten lots of responses from that. And back in August, we had as Melanie mentioned, a childcare provider brunch that we got a lot of good feedback from, and did a survey and really got like a good picture of like what the providers see as gaps and needs and what they want help with or think the community needs help with. And we launched our survey on September 2nd for the entire community to get involved and put their input in. So that will run through September 18th. So I'm really excited to see, you know, how many responses we get and what the community thinks of this initiative and the gaps that we have.
And I just have to say, I mean, Shauna, you mentioned, we've gotten some really great responses so far with our survey. And I think, you know, number one, it's a topic that does touch, you know, most people in some way, shape or form, whether you're a parent or an employer or an employee. But I think just the nature of the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative and it's just its grassroots structure, there's a lot of power behind that. And it's great that we have, you know, the structural support of the Communities for Kids program through the Nebraska Children and Families Foundation, but it's just really inspiring and great to see people come together for an initiative like this that directly impacts our community so much. Because it is an economic development issue. It's not just, you know, individual families' hardships. It becomes a hardship for a community when there's not the capacity there or the resources that are available for families and their children. I pulled some information earlier. This is from First Five Nebraska, but there's a stat that says insufficient options for stable, reliable childcare take a heavy toll on Nebraska's working parents, employers, and state revenues. Nearly $745 million annually in direct losses. So obviously that's statewide data, but it just kind of goes to show the scope of this need. And I mean, I feel so fortunate that our community has the opportunity to take part in this program and that we've got the ball rolling in this way. So
yeah, I think the really cool thing about what you guys are doing and what all the communities with Communities for Kids are doing, and Marty says this all the time, that when you see one community, you've seen one community. So when you start getting your survey results back and the team that you have put together, I just believe that you will have such unique ideas of what the childcare landscape is going to look like 3 years from now. So it's exciting for Valley County, I think, because you do have such great support and you have great thinkers on your team that they're not afraid to think out of the box to see what this will look like. But I also think, especially after your provider appreciation brunch that you had, you got some really great feedback from your providers that, you know, sometimes they just need to someone to listen to them, to hear, you know, that we're in this field every day and this is what we're seeing and this is what we're struggling with. But this is also the things that are going really good for us too. Mm-hmm. And they can really kind of be a good mentor to what the landscape of childcare will look like 3 years from now too. So that was such I think it was a fun event to be at. knowing all of those providers, it was good to see them again too. And I know that you'll have great support from them. I did also wanted to let you know that I usually for Communities for Kids, what we do is gather the current child care landscape in your community and we figure a gap number. So there's some formulas to that, but what we do is we gather all of the information from licensed providers, their capacities, the preschools that are offered. And we took this all through Valley County. So with the help of the core team, we were able to get those actual numbers, classrooms, and all of that. And when we figure that, Valley County is now looking at a gap of about 109 children not in licensed care, which is, I think, to me, a significant number. I mean, we know that some of those kiddos are home because parents are choosing to not work at this time. They want to be home with their kids, but 109 is still a fairly large number. So when you take that into perspective and you think about people who want to be in the workforce or are in the workforce and their child's not in licensed care, are they focusing on work or are they worried about where their kiddo is because it's not that, you know, licensed care is the end all be all of the best care in the world, but you know, there are checks and balances when you're licensed and when you're leaving a child with somebody who's not, you're just not sure. You hope that they're in a good situation and you hope they're being cared for. And, but you don't want to be at work all day wondering, is my child's diaper being changed or are they being fed the way I'd like them to be fed? Are they, you know, following safety regulations that I would like them to be safe, guns and weapons locked up, chemicals, things like that. So, it's a significant number. I don't know. Are you guys surprised by that?
I mean, obviously this is something that hits personal to me, but I'm blown away by 109.
Yeah, I mean, just based on, again, the communications we get through our office of people requesting information about childcare providers and, you know, people are moving, wanting to move to our community, they're asking, you know, what is your childcare situation? You know that there's a need there in terms of capacity and the number of spots that are available. But yeah, 109 does seem high. Yeah.
Well, Christina, you have one that's not
right.
already.
Right.
And Melanie, soon you too. I mean, so you know, like you're already in that position where you're not. And luckily you have family that you can rely on, which is awesome. But does everybody have that?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, go ahead, Mel.
I was talking about, Ryan and I were talking to some of our friends who are currently live in Lincoln and Omaha, and they were looking at org. So like, I love the life that you guys live there. I love that, how you're going to be able to raise your children and all that stuff. And they said, well, what's childcare like? And that is an interesting question because I want them to come, yet I must, you know, I have to be authentic about what we're currently facing. And Donna, just going back to the one thing that was so, for me, just so like, educational and impactful that came out of the provider brunch is what goes into being a licensed childcare provider. And, you know, typically you go into the business because you have this passion for caring for children and for, you know, maybe you want to be in, have something at home and stuff like that. But typically it's not, well, I love accounting. And I love doing the
paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was very eye-opening hearing that. And then now though, us having the support that we have it and well, we have funds and we have stuff. Okay. Can we, you know, support them on the business side of this and transitioning the business and everything. And so I love that you brought up, Shauna, because that was just something from the provider brunch that was definitely, like I said, eye-opening for me, but also very neat because I was like, there are so many opportunities with the chamber and the ED and every, you know, just the business leaders that we have in our community to really support them, where had we never had that brunch, I would not have known that was a place that was needing supported.
Yeah. And you know, if you think about all that work and that's just to be licensed. And then when you think about doing the other things to be on the step up to quality rating scale and to move up those steps and have quality ratings for your environment and quality ratings for the things to move up your step, how much more it costs to do that and how much time and commitment it takes from a provider to do that too. And there are a handful there in Valley County that are working on that step up to quality piece of it, because they do see that how important it is to be, you know, to be able to offer the public quality care and are invested in that. So, I mean, just to support beyond just the license part of it now and figure out how a way to make them successful then beyond just that licensing piece of it, and want to participate because there's support and help to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, I mentioned earlier how childcare in general is an economic development issue for communities. And, you know, while you think of that topic and you immediately think of the hardships that go along with it, there are so many opportunities as well. And that's one thing that I'm really excited to see what comes out of the LVCI core team and all of the collaborations with providers and community members and employers, because the possibilities are endless. It's just a matter of, you know, piecing things together and pulling resources, making that happen for our community. And I firmly believe that we are completely capable of doing so.
Yeah, I really see us as like this, I mean, cliche as it is, building bridges in between, yeah. You know, but building partnerships. And it's like, oh, would, like, you know, just for example, an accounting or something, hey, we could, you know, somebody would be willing to volunteer to show you how to use QuickBooks, or we have a CCC programming how to use QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I really love about this group, is just the opportunity for those partnerships, because while we all acknowledge that there's areas of growth, like, that's bright, you know, the opportunities out there are very bright. It's not just like this bleak landscape of,
right,
oh, we don't have childcare kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's so inclusive too. I feel like this effort, while there is an LVCI core team and there is, you know, you've got your group of providers and community members, it's so inclusive. I mean, that's the whole point of this survey too, is to get input from every parent, grandparent, employer, business owner, whoever lives or works in Valley County. We want, you know, your perspective on childcare in our area and your needs. And again, it goes back to the childcare provider brunch. It was a very collaborative conversation. It wasn't anything saying like, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to go do it. It was just, how can we create this together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the really neat thing too, with Valley County being a Communities for Kids community, with Garfield County also being one and Custer County being one, and then the new opportunities with the preschool development grant that are coming that way, and the communication that you all three have had together just across the Sand Hills Community Collaborative that covers eight different counties that surround those three counties, and how you all came together and said, you know, we'll even maybe do some support outside of this county and see what we can do to support those other ones who don't have a Communities for Kids. But if Garfield County starts implementing their projects and they start solving their capacity and quality issues, and Custer County starts solving some of their quality and capacity issues, and you do too, then eventually that kind of eases the burden for all of the other areas that all of those kids have been going to because there weren't spots in your local area. You can keep those families close. Their kids can be cared for in your community and not having to go to Burwell for childcare because there's not childcare in Ord. Or even more, kind of maybe to your point of economic development, parents who don't live in Ord or Valley County, bringing their kids to Ord and Valley County to utilize your childcare and support those providers to support their income and support them being able to then turn that money back out into Valley County, which is what you want. So it's a cool thing. And you are also willing to work together. It's been neat to see.
Yeah. So does anyone have anything else to share, kind of where we're at this point with LVCI? You know, like Katie mentioned, it's Facebook official now. So people can, of course, find the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative on Facebook. You'll be seeing lots of great updates there. And yeah, we're just excited about this initiative. I think everyone in the community that I've interacted with about this is excited for what will happen from where we're going.
Yeah.
In preview of coming attractions. We, you know, we want to invite providers on a podcast. And so we're so grateful for the Chamber to provide this platform for us to continue to educate and then talk about business owners, how even if you don't have a child, this is something that's super important for you for employee retention. And so preview of coming attractions, you know, we're going to have more on these pieces because there's just so many facets that come together to really make this such an integral piece for our community to have that vibrancy that we want and to grow. So I'm so excited for just seeing a year from now, you know, September 2021, where are we at that point? So it'll be cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, ladies. You can play a part in addressing childcare needs in our area by taking the survey that was mentioned during the conversation. Head over to the Loup Valley Childhood Initiative Facebook page to find the survey link. Chamber members can also access the link from the most recent Chamber Connections email. Thanks for listening.